Precious, amazing friends. What a congress. What a lesson. What a lesson on Nibur. It feels like we are, like Rav said in lesson number two, we are returning home as one, as never before. The scales are tipping. We are about to enter the king's palace. We just need one more push, little push. One more prayer, now, here. And then we will realize those words in that famous song that we will enter the king's palace. We will see the tables all set and that we've been sitting there for an eternity together. Everything is there. The Creator is there. What is that? Do I hear something whispering? Do I hear someone whisper? Oh, I think I hear the Creator whispering. We can all hear him whispering. My sons have defeated me. Thank you, Fear. L'chaim.
Chaim. Friends, from Rabash, a prayer of the many. If there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of divkut with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment that if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective. Again, if there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of adhesion with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. And for this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective.
What is a true prayer? A true prayer comes from a desire to unite with the Ten. When everyone becomes one man with one heart, as it was before the breaking of the soul of Adam HaRishon. It's a desperate cry from the bottom of the heart when all human efforts have failed. This is the prayer that the Creator hears. The united prayer of many. Question for an active workshop. What is the sensation we will feel between us when we pray a true prayer? Again, what is the sensation we will feel between us when we pray a true prayer?
will feel. Are we doing the seminar? We'll feel something completely out of ourselves, totally different, something that will not be me. It'll be all these infinite feelings and sensations and care for the friends.
Yeah, we know it's a true prayer when we don't feel anything but the friends. We don't know what the next moment is, but it's filled with a care and a connection with the friends, and it is an infinite feeling. There's no time there, just the friends.
And it's a force that will carry us, that'll take us away, that'll sweep us away outside of ourselves. It's a powerful force, more than we know.
And since it's a true prayer, as we elevate the prayer, we feel the answer from the Creator. As we do the prayer.
There are things we're used to doing with our minds, and when we're in a true prayer, these things begin to happen from the heart. We connect with the friends through our hearts rather than our minds.
Yeah, there'll be no distance between us. There'll only be just this one big heart.
Real big, real big. The phrase that comes to me a lot, all the time, is this, the wide open spaces of brotherly love. It kind of conveys what I think is the feeling.
And there's no judgment in this. It's whatever is before us, we want it. We want what the Creator wants here, and we know that the prayer will be answered because we want to serve the Creator.
He would feel oneness as one man with one heart.
Wind the last 36 hours. It's all culminating right now, right at this particular moment. And what an incredible moment. In a few minutes, we're going to play a Nagun. And this special time right now, it's not a time of meditation. It's not a time of relaxation, but rather it's a time of work. It's a time of focus. It's a time of request. It's a time of demand, a time for this true prayer. There is no tomorrow, friends. And we aren't going to return to that previous state that we just went through, but we want to choose to remain close to the Creator. Here right now, we ask in one collective voice, in one single connection, that the Creator will provide us that fulfillment of His greatness. We demand relationship with Him right now. We ask only to be allowed to remain close to Him. So now everyone together, in connected silence, let's make this request, this perfect prayer, this demand, as the Nagun plays.
Hello.